big promotion or four-star symbol.
With nearly 40 years in uniform, Martin Dempsey is one of our nation's most respected and combat-tested generals. In Iraq, he led our soldiers against a brutal insurgency. Having trained Iraqi forces, he knows that nations must ultimately take responsibility for their own security.
Army General Michael Dempsey nominated to head the Joint Chiefs of Staff in a changing of the guard for the Pentagon's top brass.
Advisors at best and out of the chain of command since the 1980s, are the Joint Chiefs real advisors or a throwback to the last century's battles inside and outside of the Pentagon? 12 rounds with General Dempsey on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everybody. On the last day of May, are we looking at the last days of the old Joint Chiefs of Staff structure there at the Pentagon on this Tuesday, May 31st?
From the top of the pyramid at the Pentagon to the bottom of the housing market, and the market's expected to reach a new bottom today. Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Index released later this morning is expected to show prices of existing homes sank in March below levels last seen 2 years ago. And for the first time, the Pentagon says cyber attacks coming from another country can constitute an act of war. That opens the door for the U.S. to respond using traditional military force. One official puts it this way to the Wall Street Journal: if you shut down our power grid, maybe we'll put a missile down one of your smokestacks. There are questions, though, about whether the U.S. can ever be certain of the origin of a cyber attack.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai says he will no longer allow NATO airstrikes on houses in his country.
The Afghan people can no longer tolerate these attacks on their homes.
Karzai's remarks follow a recent NATO strike that mistakenly killed a group of women and children. Across the border, Pakistani warplanes bombed Taliban positions this morning. It's believed to be the start of an offensive against Taliban fighters dug in along the border.
Libya's rebels have turned down an offer of a truce by Muammar Gaddafi. They say he must step down first. And there's a report this morning that shows Gaddafi almost became one of the largest shareholders in Goldman Sachs. The Wall Street Journal reports Goldman invested more than $1 billion of Libyan money controlled by Gaddafi, but lost more than 98% of it when the market tanked in 2008. As compensation, the bank offered Libya the chance to become one of its biggest shareholders, but Gaddafi reportedly declined.
Another bad decision. Ceasefire has fallen apart in Yemen. The sound there of heavy fighting returned this morning on the streets of Sana'a after government forces attacked the home of a powerful tribal leader. There's another flashpoint in the south of Yemen. 21 government soldiers killed overnight trying to retake a city from militant fighters linked to Al-Qaeda. That city is near a sea lane where about 3 million barrels of oil pass daily. To the Americans trying to rebuild their lives after recent natural disasters, many people left homeless by a tornado in Joplin, Missouri, may be placed in rental homes an hour's drive away. FEMA says bringing in trailers to an area with a lot of tornado activity might not be a good idea. And people in Tunica, Mississippi, are being allowed back into their flooded neighborhoods. Many residents say they came home to find a thick layer of mud coating almost everything else in sight. And the NBA Finals get underway tonight with Game 1 between the Heat and the Mavericks in Miami. We'll talk to a fan of each team in about 15 minutes. And looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are up. Futures are up on this Monday morning after Tuesday morning after Memorial Day. The Dow gets underway at 12,441. The S&P opens at 1,331. And the Nasdaq begins trading at 2,336. Coming up, more on the changing military leadership under President Obama in a few minutes. But later this hour, we talk about World No Tobacco Day. Is it something utterly pointless, or do you think it has an impact on public health? If you think it's easy to get people to quit, you've got to work against people like this listener.
Charlie from Arrington Park, New Jersey. I love this. I love smoking. In fact, when they make it illegal, I'm going to become its rebel priest living in the hills, making converts. It's just not going away. Not for me, at least.
All the easy quitters have quit. Try to get that guy, okay? 877-8-MY-TAKE.